Good morning. So today we're sitting here with Erin Kushka from Kushka Consulting and Tia Berger from Fairytech, empowering women in IT. So we're going to be speaking about agile development today. And Ernst, could you give us an overview as to what agile development is really about?
Hi, Carlos. Thanks. So traditionally, the way software was developed is that a customer would approach a software developer and say, this is what I want, and give them a thick document. And the customer would, and the developer would sign that off. The customer would sign that, and they'll agree that this is what's going to be done over the next 6 months. And that's what's going to get done. But unfortunately, it's impossible for a customer to envision everything up front. So after a little bit of development, you might say, that would have been cool. But unfortunately, I didn't think about this, so it hasn't been signed off. So we're going to have to add this in phase two. And because of that, the customer might end up with a product that isn't exactly what he wanted. So agile development enables the developer to be more agile, and the customer actually. And there is no upfront document. The customer can be more agile about his requirements and at any time change requirements. And agile is all about embracing change. And as we all know, software change all the time, needs change all the time. And Agile addresses that big problem and makes it possible to give to the customer exactly what it needs.
Excellent. So Tia, Agile development being so loose or loosely coupled, doesn't it introduce an issue into the development lifecycle, because you're now bringing in something that might not have been planned for? So there's not those rigid boundary lines, but there's these loosely coupled documents all over the place.
But I still actually think a lot of people think that Agile is very unstructured, and actually it does have a structure. And there's a couple of, you know, Agile methodologies, and you get XP and FDD, feature-driven development, and Scrum, you know, that actually, especially Scrum, you know, gives a lot of the project management part of, you know, keeping everything in Agile together. And what I've seen in a lot of companies, you know, there is still, you know, an upfront document. I know it's like, you know, like completely true XP or Agile, you know. But you have the upfront documentation. But just to stay agile, close to the customer, then you just give them the freedom. And like Ernst also said, you know, basically later on the cycle, you realize that things change, you know, actually it's not exactly what you wanted. And Agile just gives you that ability to actually change and adapt to the client's needs.
So I think what you find with Agile is that document becomes sort of like a living document, and
it
changes through the development lifecycle.
So instead of going through the rigid project lifecycle, are you saying that there's, you might actually save some time in the project lifecycle from going through all those business cases, etc.? Or are there still components that you have to go through, Ernst, that you have to follow some sort of methodologies? Is there some structure to it? Because if you have to go to a high-profile client, he's going to want to know some sort of structure. Yes,
for
it's
sure.
Agile, we can have a whole lot of things, but as a high-profile client, I want to know that this project's got some sort of structure to it, not willy-nilly.
Exactly, that's very important, because as Tia said, a lot of people think that being agile is almost like being dumped into chaos, where it actually isn't. The main thing about agile is to just make everything way more transparent and bring the customer into the process, and the customer at all times know exactly where these guys are heading and what impediments and problems they're facing in their development. And the customer then becomes more understanding of deadlines having to be pushed out or more resources having to be brought on board. And as you say, there's quite a few components to Agile. Tia mentioned Scrum, which is almost like a project management technique, but there's also test-driven development, continuous integration, and you don't have to do all at once. You can do some of them, you can adapt it to yourself. Most people will just adapt it to whatever suits them. But it is a very defined process. It isn't chaos.
So Tia, and that's a good point, Ernst, but how do you manage a budget against something that's agile, that keeps moving?
Yeah,
so because I keep on getting this feeling of a moving target, where I think it's a great concept, but I think it could be a moving target in certain people's eyes. I'm trying to look at it from a whole holistic perspective.
I think one of the major things is because the client is so close to the developers, etc., you know, basically one of the things is actually the perfect scenarios would be to have a customer on site, which is not always, you know, you're not always able to do that, but the customer is very close. So with the changing requirements, etc., then the client needs to understand, you know, this is going to take this long, prioritize basically, you know, the tasks that you have, and then the client choose what they need to develop first.
Okay.
And, you know, which tasks fall away then, you know, if it's in a limited budget.
Okay. So, excellent. Yeah. So, yeah. Ernst, talking on that, so now we've got the budget sorted. So, I'm feeling blank paying devil's advocate. So, I'm feeling a bit more comfortable there.
Perfect.
So, let's talk about how does Microsoft, their technologies, where in their technology stack does agile development play?
Okay. And
what technologies fit into this agile development? Are our technologies a bit too rigid, or have they moved on to being more adapted to agile development?
That's actually interesting, because in the past, Microsoft has been very rigid, only because software development has been very rigid. But there's been better ways uncovered by the guys that are in the trenches, the software developers out there. And as they come up with new methodologies, Microsoft actually, they do embrace it. Some of the examples that I can give you is the Team System Test Suite. You can use that to do test-driven development. You got Team System that you can use as a continuous integration server. A lot of guys actually do prefer some open source technologies to do that, just because it's much smaller and lightweight and easier to set up, and you'll find that that's mostly used. But if you're dealing with big corporates, you can do a team system, and that actually enables you to be very transparent and manage the process from end to end very well.
So from a Microsoft perspective, we're aware that, you know, not the whole world is revolving around Microsoft. So we're aware that there's a whole lot of different components that got to play in. But it's interesting to see that the Microsoft components actually play a lot. They're actually able to play around the agile development, the concept of agile development.
Exactly.
So do you see a lot of customers using the agile development methodology, or is it something you'd like to see more of?
No, definitely more. You know, it's very difficult for the customer to go the full agile approach. Okay? So what I see what happens more often is you still manage the client in a more traditional way, but then in the development team, you know, you have that agile approach to how you're doing your development, the iterative, you know, and regular releases of the software and things like that. But then everything around it, you know, through the planning phase, etc., like I said, with the documentation, then, you know, it's still a little bit traditional. So, but I would love to see, you know, that the companies adopt it.
Is it a South African thing, or is it a worldwide thing?
I don't know, actually. I think South Africa, more and more people are starting to actually adopt it. You know, more and more people that I've talked to in companies. There's actually a couple of agile groups, user groups at this stage that, you know, recently sprung up in South Africa. I think internationally there's actually more, you know, and it's been going for a while longer.
Excellent. So, and so if I say to you, The typical CIO talk. I'm a CIO, right. We're in the lift to the 7th floor, and I said to you, you've got 1 minute to sell me agile software, my biggest project that's coming up. How would you sell it to me?
I'll tell you that I'll make communication transparent. You'll know at all times exactly where your investment is. And that's
less than 1 minute.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Because let's talk about the traditional ways of software development. If you're a CIO, you only find out that your investment is at risk at the end of a project, when you see what's been produced, right? And then it's too late because you've already spent the money. Where with Agile, you can immediately say, oh, guys, we're going in the wrong direction. Let's change, or let's can the project. Or, you know, you can carry on.
Fix it early on.
The whole thing with Agile is that it makes everything very transparent, and it enables you to estimate more accurately.
Excellent. Well, Ernst, thank you very much. Thanks for the chat on Agile development.
Thanks.